is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Everybody's pretty excited for the day where they can get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not excited, I mean, come on. Like, this is the thing that's going to allow us to do things, right? And I guess the age in Toronto now is like 60. So you can go if you haven't already. There's a new vaccination site opening today up near Shepherd. So there's a lot going on. But a lot of people are still afraid of needles.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who are like, listen, I want to get it, but I really hate needles. Yeah. And Mariah Carey is one of those people. Now, you can tell Mariah's nervous in this video because she brings her assistant with her into the vaccination room and starts shooting a video.
Can you do that?
I guess in the States you can.
If you're Mariah Carey, you can do whatever you want.
Do whatever the heck you want. And they are talking about how to administer the vaccine. This video is a minute 29. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the entire time they're talking about what they're going to do, the doctor and the nurse, and Mariah's talking over them.
No way.
The whole time. Yeah. So I cut that part of the video out because you don't need to hear it because you literally can't understand what the heck they're saying. Yeah. So we're going to cut right to the end when Mariah gets her vaccine and hits one of her famous high notes.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess here we go. Hopefully we're going to edit this because it's a lot of me talking over people, but you know, we're all just
at least she acknowledged it.
So... Oy.
And you'll hear this go in.
Oh, I'm filming. That's the problem. I'm in like my filming sense. Okay.
Just relax for me.
Alright,
well. Oh, stop it.
Hey, I'm Mariah. Yeah. I'm going to make a scene.
Yeah.
Hey, producer Jesse, you asked an important question off the air a minute ago, and I think it's important we bring this up.
I was just wondering if in the last 20 years, Mariah Carey has ever gone anywhere and not made it about her.
She's next level.
It's funny that he said that because part of what was cut off in the video that I could not show you, they captioned it because she's so hard to understand because she's talking over people.
But what she was saying was
she
important.
Was saying is like, this is a culmination of a lot of events. Remember when I told you to go wash your hands?
Like, stop it.
And social distancing.
Take a second. Take a second.
No.
No.
What you guys need to remember is all of these rules are put in place because of what Mariah Carey said.
Mariah Carey's rules.
So thank you, Mariah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Not sure if you caught it, but Justin Bieber dropped a new album this weekend.
Didn't he?
And it's Justice is number one. That's the album he just put out. And then he put out another one this weekend that's like a 6-song EP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's... Jax, you've heard it. It's gospel?
It is a full-blown gospel album. Yeah, he wanted to like celebrate Easter Sunday, so it's 6 tracks. He has a bunch of collaborations on it, but most notably, he has Judah Smith, his pastor, doing sermons on his songs with like beats and pianos underneath it. Like, it's a gospel album.
Now,
full-blown.
The fans have loved Justice. Obviously, it did really well. But Justin Bieber's got the kind of fan base where whenever he puts out something, it will go to number one.
Yeah.
It's like Taylor Swift. Like, you just have... Yep. The ability to do that. The reviews for Justice have been pretty bad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like to a publication, everybody says he's a better singer now than he ever was,
mm-hmm.
which is great to his credit. But they're also saying the songs are kind of weak and some of the messaging on it is a little bit confused.
Like and performative.
Having, you know, having Martin Luther King speak and then the next track's about dying for his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wife now. So it's a little bit disjointed.
Yeah.
Did you find the same with this one?
I mean, his message was pretty clear. Like, it wasn't all over the place like I found on Justice. It was just about God, straight up. And TJ and I were talking about this morning. A lot of, like, really heavy assurance that he's redeemed and a lot of redemption.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm better now. I don't think this will go to number one. Like, I don't see it. I could see it with Justice, not necessarily this one.
Oof. This one seems like a bit of a passion project.
Yeah.
When you think about it. And, I mean, if it's a gospel album...
Yeah.
Sure. You know, that's not my thing, but go for it. Mm-hmm. And what better day to release it than Easter Sunday?
Yeah, it's pretty good. That or Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, though.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I don't think it's going to go number one.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's the point. It's just he wanted to get that out there. Good for him.
And didn't he get that out there?
Yeah. Actually, when I saw it come up on Instagram, I'm like, what does he mean by that?
It was almost like he forgot. like the way you just said free them on all platforms.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's free?
What platforms? What are we talking
about?
Yeah.
What does this mean? Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Rap legend DMX is currently in hospital and on life support after a heart attack. Now, TMZ reported that his hospitalization may be substance related, as he's been openly battling substance abuse and addiction issues for a long time. So we're thinking about him. Artists around the world have been posting support for DMX over the weekend, including Missy Elliott, Rick Ross, Ja Rule, and many more, sending love and prayers. The internet was absolutely jacked for the first trailer of the new Space Jam movie. The full-length trailer came out, and everybody lost their mind. The trailer shows LeBron James being transported into Toon World, where he will train with the team to battle the Goon Squad and win his son back.
I love it.
I think people are actually be pleasantly surprised with LeBron in this one. I don't know if you guys watched the movie Trainwreck with Amy Schumer and Bill Hader, but he was in that, like, in a little spot role, and he was fantastic.
The guy's charismatic.
Yeah, very charismatic. Very cool. He can do no wrong. I love him.
In the trailer, it looks like he's a decent actor.
Yep.
Zendaya is also going to be voicing Lola Bunny, which is awesome. Space Jam A New Legacy is coming out on July 16th in theaters and HBO Max. It's weird to say something is entering theaters.
I know, hey?
As parts of Ethiopia face a humanitarian crisis, The Weeknd announced he's donating enough money to feed 2 million people in the country.
Wow.
An Instagram post yesterday announced that he had donated $1 million to the United Nations World Food Program, a humanitarian aid program to help those in the affected country. He was born in Toronto as a child of Ethiopian immigrants, so obviously this hits close to home for him. He said his donation will provide 2 million meals to those who need it. And he asked anyone else who can donate to help as well.
Wow.
Pretty cool stuff.
Pretty cool. You know, with everything going on, too, those types of things get lost, right? How much have you heard about that crisis?
None.
In the news?
Barely. Yeah.
And that's when things like, you know, The Weeknd putting a spotlight on it really matters, because we're so wrapped up in COVID that there's a million other things going wrong and we've completely forgotten about them.
A lot of really, like, kind of questionable celebrities out there and people of fame and privilege, but he's somebody that uses his money for good and is always doing something really nice. Like, he donated to Scarborough schools not that long ago, and just a good dude. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What emoji have you received from your parents or from somebody else, I guess, that's overused or you never ever want to see again? Now, I'm just letting you know that the crying out loud emoji is officially the most used emoji, and that's because most people are using it in place of LOL. And the crying out loud emoji is not the one with the tears out the side of the eyes.
Yeah.
It's the one...
It's the streams, the straight streams down the eyes.
Right.
Yeah, so it can either be like really kind of like jokey or like really dark. And mostly it's really dark.
Yeah. But that's why it's so good, though, is it really encapsulates all of it.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, our parents don't tend to understand these things.
Totally.
So that I actually wondered, what ones do you get from your parents the most?
My mom's actually pretty good. My dad doesn't do emojis. My dad speaks like a cop. Everything's like, like, hey, dad, I'll be there in 10-4. It's like, what does that mean?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, he speaks, but my mom will send like the laughing emoji and that's it. She's pretty good. She's with it.
Jax?
My mother doesn't send emojis. She
no?
doesn't really, no. And I know, like, she says, oh, I'm not really a texter. I know she texts her friends. She doesn't text me.
Have I told you that my dad sent me the eggplant emoji once?
No, dad.
Now in what
context? It was legitimately for dinner. But he's like, and he was like trying to like line up vegetables, but the first one that came up was the eggplant.
Yep.
And
no,
so,
dad.
And
no.
I was like, please never again.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, what ones are you trying to get away from?
Jax and I have had an addiction to the moon face.
You do have an addiction to the moon face.
Yeah.
You guys send that to
it
our
says,
boss.
Yeah, it says so much. And there's the dark moon and the light moon. And
so what do they mean? What do they mean to you? Because I think you guys are making it up.
I think it's cheeky.
I think it means like, oh, you know.
Oh.
And that's to the other person, which is vague.
And you both are trying not to use it.
So I use it in place of exclamation points now.
Yeah.
I was doing too many exclamation points in texts and emails.
Right.
And now I just use the moon face instead. And I'm trying to get away from it, but it's hard trying to find a new emoji.
Yeah.
So I know with my girlfriend, when I text her, I'm always experimenting with new emojis. Like the one I settled on recently, like there's one where it's just an ape sitting there.
Okay.
And I like it a lot because he looks very silly, but it's too small. And Val will text back and say, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Wow.
So all right. So
I use the moon emojis to end a statement, like, see you later, moon emoji. So I'm trying out new emoji because I really lean on those guys. But it's hard. It's hard to get away from things you love. So I'm trying to go with the frog emoji.
Frog's good.
Yeah,
no,
the frog's
not good because that's QAnon, man. That's
is it?
Like what?
All the, oh. Yeah, all the, yeah, like the frog thing is and the sipping of the tea. They they co-opted the Kermit meme. And they've made it in, and then they like the whole,
little frog face
is not good.
Yeah, you
gotta stay away from the frog. Stay away from the frog.
I've been frogging around the internet all weekend.
All right websites love the frog.
Wow, so Jax, what have you done? I would have never guessed that Jax is all
Jax,
right.
Jax, the
no.
racist.
No! Oh my God,
no!
I'm going back to the moon emoji.
Yo, okay, so hit us up. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. You're addicted to one particular type of emoji. What is it?
Adam.
Why? What's your most used? Here's Rihanna.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The emojis you'd like to most get away from. What do we got, TJ? 999-999.
From the 705, I'm a huge eye roll emoji gal.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. The eye roll really sums it up.
You got to be careful with who you send that to, though, because there's some people will be very offended.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be taken the wrong way.
Some emojis have a real... like emotional attachment to them and can automatically start a fight, that being one of them. Another text from the 647. Some days I might use the ghost emoji too much.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays when you're listening to Virgin Radio at 8 a.m. and we have brand new episodes of Ghosted, perhaps.
Could be that.
From the 905, literally any of the cat emojis, because if there is ever an opportunity to show someone a cat, why not?
I don't like that they're yellow.
No?
Yeah. What? I would like a variety of cats, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Now I think you're alone on that.
Okay.
Another one from the 905, the laughing person with the laughing meme, the laughing emoji with a bead of sweat can almost always summarize how I am feeling.
That is a good one.
So I wasn't sure if it was that, like, if it's like that awkward feeling. I always felt like that was like working out, you know, like you're sweating after working out.
It's just like sweating, like, and then you're sweating. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Someone said the cowboy emoji is very versatile.
Man!
I love the cowboy emoji.
Yeah. I forgot the cowboy emoji. This is good. It's just giving me some ideas. Yeah. I like this.
Last one here from the 416, the hang 10 sign.
Oh, yeah.
Says it all, doesn't it?
It does. You can be really mad at someone, drop a hang 10 on them.
Whoa.
And that, try it.
Yeah, no, I won't. I'll take the word for it.
No, it's a good time. Try it out. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Justin Bieber dropped a surprise EP featuring 6 new songs 2 weeks after releasing his new album, Justice. He kind of shocked everybody yesterday. He was just tweeting out freedom on all platforms. And everyone was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And then we discovered, he's talking about an EP. It features a lot of Jackson. What's his?
Judah Smith. So his pastor is on it, which he features like as a collaboration. It's just sermons over piano and beats. Like it's a Christian album. It's pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty heavy duty.
It's classified as a gospel album.
Yeah. We just say it. Yeah. Corny, right?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna say I love
nothing him. Nothing against gospel. It has nothing to do with the genre of music. This just seems performative, man.
He's also switching up his flow a lot in the, like, he's using like kind of like Chance the Rapper's flow. He's rapping a little bit, he's singing a little bit. It's all over the place, man. It really is.
Yeah.
Sales of Bentleys and Lamborghinis are booming because rich people are bored. This, according to reports, sales of cars costing more than $80,000 were almost double in the fourth quarter than they were the year before. And for cars costing more than $100,000, those were up 63%.
That is unreal.
Experts are saying the booming stock market had to play a big part, and since the wealthy weren't able to spend money on big trips, they turned to luxury goods such as expensive vehicles.
So apparently the classic car market has taken off. Bikes you can't buy anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
Bike, good luck. You're not going to get one. And if you're selling one on Kijiji, you can probably jack up the price.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like, what do we do? I'm glad I got my paddleboard last summer, guys, because this summer when I break it out, it's going to be a lot cheaper than the other paddleboards in the market.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I've been saying it for years. This is the downfall of us getting away from horse transportation.
There it is.
Saying it for years. Toronto's going to be in the double digits all week long. Yay!
Woo!
That's great!
Yeah, 14 today, 13 tomorrow, 14 for Wednesday, 17 Thursday, and 14 for Friday. Those are the expected highs for the week.
Love it.
Sounds really good. It sounds like Monday through Thursday is going to be all sun. Might see some rain on Friday or Saturday, but that's also 4 days from now, so who cares?
And yeah, because that'll change 5 times before we get there anyway.
Exactly. We'll see snow by then. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. How about this? A little Justin Bieber, and then after that, $100,000.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know what I can never let happen again after the pandemic? I will never let my kid eat cake that has had candles blown out by someone else.
Oh.
She's never going to get that experience. She didn't get to do it last year. She was obviously like, you know, one is too young. And she maybe could figure it out this year, too. But I think three is the age where they start to get it.
You think it's done?
Oh, I don't think anyone's blown out any candles anymore, ever.
No, that's over.
No, think about how gross that is. Okay, so we know now.
Yeah.
We're so now aware of the droplets in how we breathe, right?
Yeah.
Because of all the studies we've seen and all the other things.
Yeah.
Why did we ever think it was cool to blow out a bunch of candles on a cake that everybody in the room is going to eat? No wonder these kids always get sick at a birthday party.
I get it conceptually, but I think it's going to come back. I think it's one of those. I think it's one of those routines, those traditions that not even COVID can break. It's a simple pleasure.
I love you dearly, Jax. I really do, but this is done. Like, think about when you watch TV shows and they're not wearing masks on TV and you get that weird, like, ooh, I don't know how I feel about
that. I was watching Peppa Pig the other day and they were all in a classroom without masks on. And I was like, whoa, that's,
That's right. It's cartoon
pigs.
Yeah.
The
cartoon pig.
I have a theory on what direction this is going to go, and I guarantee you influencers are going to be the first people to start doing this, and then everyone else who thinks there's an influencer will follow shortly behind. There's going to be two cakes at parties. There's going to be the smaller decorative cake, which the birthday boy or gal will blow out the candles on, and that's their cake, and maybe it's a cupcake or whatever, and then there's the rest of the party cake that everybody else gets to eat.
You can hear Bobette and Belle and Leslie Gobin like, oh, great, fantastic.
Oh, great idea, TJ.
Yeah,
let's make
this a real thing. Yeah.
No, I think it's going to come back. I think, you know what? I think that we're overanalyzing it.
Really? Okay.
No, and let me be clear. I think it's disgusting, and I won't eat somebody else's cake that they blew it.
So you already wouldn't?
I probably wouldn't, but I don't think it's going to be done. No, I think we're going to have a lot less trouble getting back to normal than we think.
So I do want to, so from this perspective, obviously if you're of the Jax perspective, everything's going up to going back to normal, nothing to see here. But
I need to believe.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering the things that you cannot do again after the pandemic, or you can't see them the same way again. In the same way that, like, as I'm starting to think about Everly's birthday, it's coming up in like a month and a half here. Will not be able to blow out candles. That was a big realization for me. Yeah. I don't know why, but it hit me hard.
I think gone for me are the days where, you know, when it's like last call at the bar and the lights come on and you're leaving, but there's all these like half drank drinks on the table, so you take a quick sip before you leave.
This
you know
is a
those?
Joke. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I don't think I'm done with that.
We got another text. Hey, remember when we used to go bowling and our fingers were in the bowling ball and then we'd go eat French fries and lick our fingers?
Yeah.
Never
again.
But again, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. After the pandemic, you can never see this happening again.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, okay. Looking at the pandemic through the eyes of somebody that's been through it, because we're going through it now, but you know that this is sort of coming to a very, very slow conclusion.
Yeah.
You know, this week alone, I think we're getting 2.2 million doses or something.
Yes,
or,
it's moving along.
No, it's like 6 million or something. Ontario's getting 2 million of the 6 million or something like that. 40 million by Canada today.
Yeah.
And they're on track for that. That's pretty incredible. There's only 36 million of us. So my question is, forever changing your views on things that we used to do before the pandemic, I brought up the idea that I don't think there's going to be blowing out candles at birthday parties anymore. I just think that's done.
Apparently, there's a couple tricks that people were texting in where they use little hand fans to blow them out. Or if you clap over the cakes, I guess the motion of that.
You clap over the cake while someone's blowing it out?
No, they don't blow it out. Everyone just claps, and I guess that will
get your hand fan out of here. Okay. Like, it is.
Give them a damn cupcake and let them blow out a candle. I don't understand.
Want all of you clapping and hand fanning my cake. And if not, you're out of my birthday.
I'm getting the double hand fans out. Let's go.
I hate this.
Human beings are ridiculous. Yeah, but anyway, all right. So what else have we got that we are never going to do the same again?
From the 905, someone just said the casino.
In general?
Yeah. A lot of touching cards, a lot of touching chips. That's going well.
I have a feeling the people who go to the casino regularly are devoted enough that they do not care.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever seen people at a casino? They're there.
Someone else from the 905, buffet restaurants won't be a thing. Don't you dare.
if, yo.
Don't you dare take Mandarin away from us. Back. No.
Mandarin will find a way.
Yeah.
And I need to believe that, too.
Yeah. No.
I think it'll come back.
From the 905, sharing a platter of anything in the restaurant, keep your germy fingies on your own plate.
I think there's a lot of people who like that anyway, because there's a lot of, you're either a share person or you're not, and when you're not, you're really not. Like, share people are like, I'll share a little bit. Non-share people are like, stay the hell away from
me. Stab you with a fork.
I cannot wait to share nachos with an acquaintance. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to eat nachos with somebody.
Yeah. Or maybe they could start making nacho plates for one instead of for seven.
They do. You just have to believe in yourself.
Last one here from the 905. I always thought this was gross pre-pandemic anyhow, but you're all the people who share their toothbrushes. I hope you stop doing this now and forever.
Is there a lot of that going on?
I don't know, but it's always made me extremely uncomfortable.
Oh, you guys have two toothbrushes?
Yes. Yeah, and you do too.
Yeah.
You especially.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had to do it?
Yeah, I've used a girlfriend's toothbrush before. I don't think that they liked it.
Did you use it before them, or did they use it before you?
I used it after them.
Ooh. Okay.
You're literally kissing. You're making out with these people.
That's more intimate, though, isn't it?
Okay, so here's the thing that got me, and this will make you never share a toothbrush again.
Do this to me.
When you brush your teeth, your gums bleed. Now you never have to share.
You better start flossing.
No, that's what happens all the time.
No,
there's
not
micro...
every time.
No.
Yes, there is.
You guys are wrong. I'm still worried about the casino.
Okay.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The internet was pumped this weekend because the first full-length trailer for the new Space Jam movie came out.
Oh, it was good.
The trailer shows LeBron James being transported into Toon World, where he will train with the team to battle the Goon Squad and win his son back. I think people are going to be pretty surprised at how good LeBron James is at acting.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen Trainwreck, the Amy Schumer movie with Bill Hader. He was in it, like a little spot part. He was excellent in it. So I actually think he's a really good actor. I am, however, a little worried about the movie itself.
I was going to say, because you weren't that pumped about the trailer.
No.
You're worried, yeah.
I don't know. When are movies like this that have taken so long to make a sequel ever really good?
It's going to be good.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be good.
I hope it's good. I sincerely do. But even that Mighty Ducks series that they just put out, I'm like,
that's different. That is different. That is not Space Jam 2.
Please remember this. And I think Star Wars fans need a little dose of this too. This movie is for children.
Yeah.
So if it's not the same as it was when you were 5 years old and you're watching it,
that's a really good point.
Why?
No, you're wrong. If they don't have content in there for me, the 28-year-old man.
like literally, you're going to see the Toon Squad adults walk up there and be like, this is crap. I missed the MJ version because you were a child.
That's really true. I didn't even think about that.
Let's hope the Toon Squad can D up this time. Sports. As parts of Ethiopia face a humanitarian crisis, The Weeknd announces he's donating enough money to feed 2 million in Ethiopia, which is fantastic. I posted it on Instagram yesterday. Yeah. He announced he's donating $1 million to the United Nations World Food Program.
Incredible.
A humanitarian aid program to help those in the affected country. He was, of course, born in Toronto as a child of Ethiopian immigrants, so of course this hits close to home. He's also encouraging anyone who can to donate. The $1 million he donated, by the way, is going to provide about 2 million meals to
those. He's so good.
Sales of Bentleys and Lamborghinis are booming right now because rich people are bored. According to reports, sales of cars costing more than $80,000 almost doubled, and cars costing more than $100,000 were up 63%. Experts are saying the booming stock market played a big part, but since the wealthy haven't been able to spend money on trips, they may have turned to luxury goods like expensive vehicles.
That's why I bought my used Volkswagen during the pandemic. Yeah, tell you.
And the rich get richer, right?
I'm just bored. Got to spend some money, you know? Yeah.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
The other thing you can't buy, apparently, first off, you can't buy even like, so the high-end cars you can't buy classic cars. Yep. They're outrageously priced. And the other thing is bikes.
Anything to do with bikes. So you can't even get, like, my girlfriend tried to get a tune-up. She was like a three-week wait list. Like, bike services are nuts right now.
No wait list on the hoverboard. Just saying.
Go buy a hoverboard?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, live like the Jetsons.
Sure.
Yeah. So what else is up?
It's a great joke.
Thanks.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so, like, what a week. What a week to be in lockdown again. What a week. That's going to be gorgeous, though.
It's
thank goodness.
It's not a lockdown. It's a shutdown.
Emergency break poll.
And all you young people, you stay indoors, bad people.
It's our fault.
Yep.
I like it when they call me bad. Anyway, 14 degrees today, going up to 17 on Thursday. No high this week is less than 13, which is incredible.
I don't know. I don't get out of bed for anything less than 14.
Okay, well, producer Jesse, we've got a Google Smart Home Mini to give away.
We do.
Because it's trivia time. What are we doing?
Well, there's two big things happening in TV land tonight. The college basketball season is coming to a close. They're playing the championship game.
March Madness.
And there you go. And The Voice is on
CD.
So we're going to be playing, is it a college basketball player or a winner of The Voice? I'm going to give you a name, and you got to tell me, did they win The Voice or do they play college basketball?
Because here's the thing with The Voice, no one's ever famous afterwards. So here's the deal. 999-999. You need to pick whether you think myself, Adam Wilde, TJ, or Jax will win this. Pick it right now. We're playing at 1010 on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Google Smart Home Mini on the line right now, so you can just ask your Google to play 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yes.
How about that? What a function. Producer Jesse's trivia. Now, Producer Jesse's got a really good one for us because it's March Madness final tonight, mm-hmm. finale, which is always in April. And then, of course, we also have The Voice.
The Voice, which is on which network?
CTV!
So we're going to be playing, are they a college basketball player or a winner of The Voice? I'm going to give you a name, and then we're going to go around the room, and everybody has to take a guess. And if you get a correct answer, you get a point that round.
All right.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people are picking TJ on this one.
He's been on a bit of a roll lately.
He has.
Yeah, a bit of a heater.
As a sports gal here, I know I'm going to win this one.
All right, here we go.
All right, first name, Jake Hoot. Is he a college basketball player or a winner of The Voice? Jax, you are up first.
College basketball player.
TJ?
Contestant on The Voice.
Adam?
Contestant on The Voice.
Jake Hoot was winner of The Voice season 17.
Nice. So, hold on. Season 17?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're heading into season 20, I believe.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chairs spinning.
Blake Shelton must be dizzy. Anyway.
All right. Next name, Corey Kispert. Mm. Is he a college basketball player or a winner of The Voice?
Sounds like TJ? One of Jax's ex-boyfriends. But
you're up first, TJ.
His name was Derek, and you know that.
Sure. College basketball player.
Adam?
I'm going to say college basketball player, too.
Jax?
I'm also going to go with college basketball player.
You are all correct.
Yeah!
He's a forward on Gonzaga.
Zaga. Who's going to win tonight, by the way?
Zaga.
All right. Allison Porter, winner of The Voice or college basketball player? Adam, you're up first.
Winner of The Voice.
Jax?
College basketball player.
TJ?
Winner of The Voice.
Allison Porter won season 10 of The
yes!
Voice.
Yes!
Let it us go!
TJ and Adam are 3-for-3. Jax, you have one point.
One point.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay, all right. Okay. Next name, Matthews Meyer. College basketball player or winner of The Voice? Jax, you're up first.
College basketball. I don't know. College basketball player.
TJ?
College basketball player.
I'm also going to say college basketball player.
3-for-3. He's a guard on Baylor.
Yeah.
Well done.
I knew that
Baylor.
Name.
Good,
big Baylor
good team.
Fans.
Yeah.
Up, all right. Cardboard.
Two more. TJ. Hannah Jump. Basketball player or winner of The Voice?
Winner of The Voice.
Adam.
Oh, winner of The Voice.
Jax.
I'm going to hate this.
College basketball player.
Jax gets a point that round. Hannah Jump plays for Stanford.
It sounded too on the nose.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a text message. Adam is just copying TJ. Let TJ go last. Because somebody picked TJ and they think I'm copying him.
No, I can assure you that's not happening.
So I believe that's 3 points for Adam and TJ and 2 for Jax.
Well, we got 4, actually.
Oh, 4.
Yeah,
sorry.
A couple of bad boys
and
over
two,
here.
And 2 for me. 3 for me.
Let's give her three.
It's three.
It's not.
Next name.
It is.
Sawyer Fredericks.
Oh, man.
Winner of The Voice or college basketball player? Adam, you're up first.
Winner of The Voice, for sure.
Winner of The Voice. Anyone named Sawyer is.
Oh, are you going next? Are you going next? I thought it was my turn.
Jax, go ahead.
Never mind. Jax has 2 points.
I'm going to go with college basketball player.
Sawyer Fredericks won season 8 of The Voice. So we have a tie.
Yeah.
We'll go to the bonus round.
All right.
Chris Blue.
Oh.
Whenever The Voice or college basketball player?
Who are you asking first?
TJ, you're up first.
Winner of The Voice.
Adam?
I thought so too. I'll say college basketball player.
Winner of season 12 of
wow,
The Voice. Well done, TJ.
With another win!
Yeah! Wow, man. Jax is not saying anything.
Let's start calling this game TJ's Trivia.
We will never call it that.
Okay, so if you picked TJ, congratulations to you. We might be calling you back, including the person from Oakville who keeps calling me out for copying TJ, which I did not. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the COVID vaccine rollout, while going a little bit slow, is going, which is good. In Toronto, I think anybody today over the age of 60 can get one, which is incredible. And I believe phase two starts here very soon. And that opens it up to a lot more people. So, yeah, like, we're talking like anybody from, you know, who got conditions that could make COVID brutal for you,
yes,
like respiratory conditions, things, yep, like that, it opens it up. And we highly, highly, highly suggest you check out what those things are. Because if you're eligible, yeah, you should get one.
And UHN, the website, has all of the information, and also pre-registration for phase two has begun. So you can do that. They'll get back to you. There's a lot of resources online right now.
They talked about how a lot of people weren't showing up for like later in the day appointments, mm-hmm, and they had a lot of leftover vaccines. So it's super important that you read that to make sure if you are eligible. So let's get them out there.
Right. Yeah, and so it is kind of, there's articles actually being published now about how jealous we are of our American friends.
Who
if you live in New York State, you can get one over the age of 30. If you're over the age of 30.
My 17-year-old cousin just got vaccinated in Florida.
See?
Yeah, it's 16
in
plus
Florida.
Right now. In Florida, yeah.
Where they're like, wow, what pandemic?
Yeah, they haven't paid attention forever.
Now, Mariah Carey got vaccinated. And when Mariah Carey does anything, she does it like Mariah Carey does it. And I want to play this clip for you. I wanted to play you the full video, but unfortunately, she decided on her Instagram that she was going to talk over the doctor and the nurse administering the shot. So for a full minute, guys, you can't understand what Mariah is saying, even though she's talking to you. She's wearing sunglasses inside. Very important detail. And they had to caption it.
Mariah.
And then finally, you know, the silly doctor and nurse shut up so Mariah can talk.
Stop it.
And here she goes.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess here we go. Hopefully we're going to edit this because a lot of me talking over people, but, you know,
she admits it.
So.
I want you to relax.
I'm filming. That's the problem. I'm in like my filming sets. Okay.
Just relax for me.
All right, well.
Oh, what a time, eh?
I love everyone, and I want to be friends with everyone, but I have to say, it would be extremely hard to be friends with Mariah Carey. She's just too much. She's too much, okay? She's too much.
Is it fair to say that, like, okay, the thing about Mariah Carey I've never understood is why anyone, like, how she treats people is objectively awful.
Yes, yes.
Why are we all still on board with this?
Especially in 2021.
There have been so many people canceled for less.
Yes.
Have you heard All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Sure.
That's why. It's
a pretty great
fantasy
song.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, you're right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What I'm going to ask you is this. We've got one of the most beautiful weeks ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we really can't do much. So what are you going to do? Like,
TJ,
what do you do? What do you do with the good weather?
You go outside and you bike and you, I mean, safely and responsibly, but you go outside and you can go for walks.
Mm-hmm. Walks are fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can bicycle. You can go for runs if you're into that kind of thing. You can cry outside.
Now we're talking.
Outside.
All right.
We're
what
talking,
else?
Walking, I don't know.
You can journal outside. Yeah, you can journal. Yeah.
You can journal. What if you got that screenplay that you've been working on and there's no Starbucks open for you to write?
Well, then there's no point in writing it,
I guess.
Yeah. I'd like to say garden, but the last frost hasn't happened
yet.
That's
right.
You can't do that.
You cannot garden. I actually, somebody was like, I really want to get my garden planted early this year. I'm like, please
do not
do that. You're just going to end up wasting all your money.
Between May 4th and 20th.
There it is.
That's the last frost that's going to happen.
Thank you, Jax.
Got the info for you. Don't
so cry outside and worry about the last frost.
Don't.
Okay. Now, the reason I asked you that is I keep going back to this. But imagine you're listening to this show in 2019 and it's the spring. So 2 years ago.
Okay.
And you're like, hey, what a beautiful week in April, in early April. Think of all the things we can do. And if we gave you the list that Jax just gave you right now, you'd probably stop listening to us forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What a boring show.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh, you went for a walk and a bike ride. Like, it'd be like patios, parties.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that's got a rooftop? Yeah. Let's go.
Who wants to kiss?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now it's that. And that's what we're getting excited about.
But it's going to be really beautiful, and that's still okay to get excited for that, right?
Super.
I mean, we have to.
Yeah, put on a denim jacket and be happy you can wear it.
I have nothing left, okay?
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.